Hello and welcome to All Things Travel. Do you love the lights, festivities, food, and drinks during the holidays? How about experiencing the holidays while immersed in the history and culture of the places where many of our beloved Christmas traditions originated? Today, we're talking Ama Waterways Christmas Market River Cruises. You're listening to All Things Travel, Episode 82, original air date, November 24th, 2021. Shane, I know that you have been talking about doing this episode for a long time. You have a love affair with the idea of river cruising, don't you?
I do have a love affair with the idea of river cruising. I also have a love affair with the idea of holidays, the lights, the food, the parties, everything. Yeah, so this seems like a great culmination of those two very
absolutely
happy things.
So we're recording this episode on a Sunday night, several weeks before it comes out. And yesterday, we actually put up all of our Christmas decorations.
Really?
So our house, other than the tree, because my wife is getting a different tree this year. Other than that, everything on the inside of the house is Christmified.
Very nice. I'd like to see the Hedstrom home Christmas decoration extravaganza.
Maybe I'll put on a cheesy holiday sweater and do some sort of wishing you happy holidays from our home to yours, Shane.
Can you make it in the form of a reel? You know how much I love reels.
I can't. Okay. I'm not that cool. I'm not that cool.
I appreciate that.
Well, I'm excited to talk about everything that the Christmas markets in Europe and river cruising has to offer. But first, I want to know, where in the world is All Things Travel?
Where in the world? I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly. Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Welcome.
Yeah, right on the Chippewa River. It looks like there is a lot to do, a really fun place to go and have some fun. And I thought you and I would go hang out at the Stone's Throw and have a few drinks while watching some live music.
I like it.
Now, keep in mind, this place is known for its paranormal activities. So if we're not comfortable with that, we can always go down to the Chippewa River Distillery and try some of their house-made whiskeys.
After being in some place with paranormal activity, I may need to head down and try some whiskey. Calm me down a little bit.
Maybe we should have the whiskeys first and then go chase ghosts.
There's never a bad time to have a whiskey.
Dateline, Frankfurt, Germany.
All right. Welcome, Germany.
I thought that one was appropriate for tonight since that's pretty much where the Christmas markets originated.
Well, maybe this listener can help us out with their experience or welcoming us to Frankfurt to experience the Christmas markets for ourselves. Shane, today we're talking about a very specific type of river cruising, the Christmas markets. So before we get into what river cruising is, let's talk specifically about Christmas markets.
Yes. What is a Christmas market? It is pretty much a street market to celebrate Christmas. And they originated in Germany. There were December markets throughout Europe, and the earliest known one started in Vienna in the year 1298.
Okay.
And the first official Christmas market was in Dresden, Germany, in the year 1434. They're usually held around the time of Advent, but they can last longer, and they're usually in the town square. So I guess why my fascination with this is some of the same reasons why I'm fascinated with these small towns in the Hallmark Christmas movies, because these celebrations on the town square.
And these are actual markets, correct?
They're actual markets. And while I was looking up the markets, I found several in the area. So I know there's one in Arlington, Texas, right outside the stadium where the Rangers play. Uh-huh. Yeah, there's one there that's going to be during that time. It's going to start around the middle of November and go through January 2nd. So you can find them anywhere, but they originated in Germany.
And what type of things am I going to find at a Christmas market? Why is it so appealing for the Christmas season?
You're going to have people making the holiday food, holiday drink, seasonal
maybe some mulled
items.
Wine or something like
oh,
that.
Yeah. Yeah. Depending on where you are, you'll find food and drinks that come from that region. Now, this one here in Arlington, Texas, it's based on Arlington's sister city in Germany. So there's going to be a lot of German based food here.
So there's a connection there. Yeah.
Yeah. But you could probably find some wherever you are. You can find some Christmas markets not far from you. And then there'll be entertainment, music, singing, choirs, a lot of arts and crafts that you can watch being made and watch, you know, and then purchase. Just lots of fun holiday related
activities. It sounds like it gets you into an amazing Christmas spirit.
Yeah, and that's, I think so. I love Christmas parties, tree lighting ceremonies, anything like that where you can go and hang out with other people, light the tree, light whatever you're lighting up, the town square, the Christmas tree, the fountain, whatever.
Well, I hope it's a Christmas tree, but I mean, you could light up other things.
But maybe a Festivus pole.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So that's pretty much what a Christmas market is. And then it just so happens that where these Christmas markets, where the concept originated in Germany, in Austria, there happens to be some pretty famous rivers there.
Yeah. So here's the connection with river cruising.
Yeah. And then they just take advantage of, okay, we're already in these places. These markets are going to be happening while we're cruising through. We might as well make the most of it.
Yeah, yeah. So talk to me about these rivers that make good Christmas market cruises.
Well, the two primary rivers running through Germany are going to be the Danube River and the Rhine River.
Sure.
And then, you know, on the Danube River, you're going to have Nuremberg, Germany, which is where the largest and oldest of the Christmas markets in Germany is located. It's a 400-year-old tradition. And there's the live music that we talked about, handcrafted souvenirs. They've got a carousel and then a children's steam train. So all kinds of fun you can have at the market in Nuremberg.
I want to go there, get some spiced wine and some gingerbread and just soak it all in, man.
Just look at the lights, decorations and watch the people enjoying themselves.
Yep, absolutely.
And then another stop along the Danube River is Regensburg, Germany. Which is one of the oldest medieval cities in Germany, the largest medieval town north of the Alps. And they have a Christmas market, among others, one at the Thurn and Taxis Castle, which is considered one of Bavaria's most beautiful and romantic Christmas markets.
Very cool.
Yeah. Another stop on the Danube is Vienna, Austria, which was where the first recorded December market happened in the year 1298. And Vienna has just a lot of Christmas markets, one of the best of which is in front of the Schomburg Palace. And you'll have lots of music and food there also. Another stop along the Danube is in Budapest, Hungary. And there is my pronunciation on some of these might not be the best, but in Hungary, the Vörösmarty Square, where you can buy some traditional handmade products. And apparently this market has a very strict policy about handcrafted items so that you can be sure you're getting authentic, one-of-a-kind
the real
items.
Deal.
Yeah, you're not getting anything mass-produced.
Well, you know, you think about this river cruise along the Danube and you know, you're going to Germany, you're going to Austria, and you're ending up in Hungary. I mean, what an amazing experience.
Yeah, no doubt. And that's not all the stops, and that's not all the markets.
Sure, those are the larger ones.
Some highlights. Those are the biggies.
What about the Rhine River?
Rhine River. One of the stops along the Rhine River is Cologne, Germany, where there are 7 markets throughout the city. One of them is located in front of a UNESCO-designated Gothic cathedral, which has the Rhineland's largest tree decorated with 70,000 LED lights. Clark Griswold would be proud.
Yeah.
If not amazed. You know, I have somewhere notes on how many lights his Christmas display has, but I don't remember what that is. And then even one of the markets in Cologne is pirate themed. So I would definitely enjoy that.
There you go.
Another big Christmas market city along the Rhine is Strasbourg, France, which they call Capital of Noel, the capital of Christmas. And it is the oldest and largest market in France, and it dates back to 1570. And then in Strasbourg, there's 11 other Christmas markets. And Strasbourg, I found out, is home of the world's first documented Christmas tree, which was put up in the Strasbourg Cathedral back in 1539.
Okay. So, Shane, we've talked about what Christmas markets are and some of kind of the biggies in Europe. Why river cruising? Let's talk a little bit about what it is about river cruising that really connects with this type of trip. So first of all, when you're comparing an ocean cruise versus a river cruise, why does river cruise make sense for this type of trip?
I thought I would start broad and go narrow. So I wanted to talk about the water first.
Yeah.
So you're on a river instead of on the ocean, which means you're going to see land from both sides.
Yeah.
You're going to be going, you're not going to be going to pulling up to a port outside of the city where you have to make your way down a long ramp amongst thousands of other people to get to the city. You're cruising right through this middle of some of these cities and pulling up to ports right in the middle of town.
I mean, you're using the ancient highways, right? So, I mean, that's part of how all these cities are connected. So it's really a great way to experience the history and the culture.
Yeah, because that's why these traditions would have started here, because of the that's how people would have got between them, mainly is along the rivers.
Yeah.
So easily accessible, and that's where the people would have met for these cultural gatherings.
And so thinking about the water, what is one big advantage with river cruising over ocean cruising if I'm not necessarily comfortable with ocean cruising?
No seasickness.
No seasickness. The ability, like you said, to see land, to have, for the most part, very flat, very calm water is really cool.
And then the ships. So if, I would compare the ships, either a river cruise ship, either to an ocean ship, or since it's the mode of transportation, to a train or a bus or a car.
Yeah.
So your room where you're staying is on the boat, on the vessel, like a cruise. You're always going to have a better view because you're going to be looking at one side of the countryside because it's going to be on both sides of the boat, right? Because you're in the river. Whereas on a cruise ship, there's a 50% chance you're just going to be looking out to sea.
Right.
And then, of course, you'll be traveling from city to city inside your room with a chair or a bed, or maybe a chair somewhere else on the ship, you know, up on top,
deck, a lounge or an observation deck. Absolutely. It's a very luxurious, but yet relaxed way to travel.
Versus a seat on a bus or a train, or worst of all, having to drive a car.
So if we're talking about our favorite river cruise company, Ama Waterways, if you're thinking about the cabins, what level of comfort and style do these cabins have?
Are you a fan of global travel? Are you wanting to see more of the world yourself? Well, then you're my kind of people. My name is DeAndre Koch, and I'm the host of the travel podcast, Revolutionizing Your Journey, where we share stories of everyday people making the most of global travel and also teach you how to do the same yourself. You'll hear stories from people just like you who learned how to travel for nearly free, like Jo, who realized she could take her daughter to Disneyland in Tokyo for cheaper than in the U.S., or Rob, who flew his entire family of seven to Europe round trip in business class, all for less than the price of economy. Check out the link in the description for the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast to learn how to elevate your own travels.
There's going to be fewer cabins on a river cruise ship than there are on an ocean cruise ship.
Right.
For the most part, there's a few smaller ocean cruise ships.
And the advantage of that is you do have less people too. So you're not fighting with crowds of hundreds or thousands. You've got a much smaller group of people. So
sure, maybe a little over 100 or so when you're deboarding or boarding versus the thousands. And then there's going to be fewer inside. If there's any, there's going to be fewer inside, and most will have a pretty big window, if not a balcony, a French balcony. Or some of the Ama Waterway ships have a combination of the full balcony and a French balcony. French balcony just being a window that's the entire wall. And then instead of having your table and chair outside the window on the balcony, they're inside the window. So you still have the same view, you're just inside.
Yeah. So for the most part, you're going to find that these staterooms are smaller, certainly smaller than a hotel room. They're very nicely appointed. You've got a smaller space, but is top notch. And on a river cruise, you're going to have a lot more communal space, you know, lounges, places to sit that are designed for you to relax and watch the water, read a book, catch up on your iPad with emails, things like that, and just take in the sights around you. It's all based around seeing the countryside and seeing where you're sailing.
Yeah, so maybe not nearly as many options for passing the time on the ship as one of the big cruise ships, because the focus is on the destination, the cities that you're visiting.
So let's wrap up our conversation about river cruising by talking about the ports and what makes that different than an ocean cruise.
The ports, just reiterating what I said earlier, you're traveling through the cities, not to the cities. You're going right into the heart where you can get off the ship and you deboard quickly right there where the squares are, the restaurants are, not the port. And so that experience is just a lot more fulfilling. It's a better immersion into the culture than what you might see having to walk through the port to get, and then find some other transportation to get to the things that you want to see in the town, in the city.
And lastly, with a company like AMA Waterways, it is an all-inclusive experience. We're talking about your stateroom. We're talking about the activities. We're talking about your food. We're talking about your drinks, all being luxury level as far as level of service. And your excursions are included in your fare when it comes to sailing with a company like AMA Waterways.
And one of the fun things about these excursions is that there's a couple of options each day. So you can have you can enjoy different levels of activity. On some, you might just want a walking tour of a city. And then on some of them, there'll be options for a cycling tour or maybe a more strenuous hike, depending on what level of activity you're interested in.
And I know with AMA Waterways, they actually carry bicycles. And if you just want to bike, if you just want to rent a bicycle for the day, you can do that as well.
That'd be fun.
So Shane, let's break down one of these cruises for folks. We're excited about Christmas markets. We're excited about river cruising now. What would one of these look like with AMA Waterways?
This is just a highlight, by no means
absolutely
a complete set of all the activities and meals you'll enjoy. But the one I picked is called the Iconic Christmas Markets on the Danube.
Sounds great.
And it's a 7-night cruise, and I'm gonna describe the cruise one way, but you can also take it the other way. You know, for example, this cruise goes from Nuremberg to Budapest. You can also take another one from Budapest to Nuremberg.
And I will say these cruises run constantly through the fall and holiday time. So there's a lot of opportunities when it comes to doing one of these.
Yeah, they're running back and forth. It's just a matter of when the Christmas markets are open in each city. All right. So day one and two is in Nuremberg, Germany. You board the ship in Nuremberg. On day two, there's some city tour with city tour with some World Wrestling Federation highlights.
Yes, we're working on the ship with WD-40.
You will definitely smell what the rock is cooking. Day two in Nuremberg, there's a city tour with some World War II highlights. Get to visit an imperial castle, and then that evening you visit the Christmas markets.
Great.
Day three, Regensburg, Germany. Walking tours of the city, or usually I like the biking sort of thing, but I think you and I are going to hang out to sample some Bavarian beer, sausage, and pretzels instead.
You better believe I am.
Yes. Or you can bike to the base of Valhalla to visit a marble temple inspired by the Parthenon. And then that night, Christmas markets.
Nice. Very nice.
Day four is in Passau.
I think it's Passau.
Walking tour of the city, or a bike ride along the Danube, which sounds kind of fun. Yeah. Or what I would probably do is take a day trip to Salzburg for a walking tour of Salzburg.
Gotcha.
Day five, Melk. You can visit the Melk Benedictine Abbey. Get a guided bike tour around Melk. take a little cruise of the Washaw Valley. And then that night, Christmas markets.
And so when they take you to the Christmas markets, it's literally time to enjoy every city's kind of take on the Christmas markets.
Yeah, just take it all in. The lights, the food, the music.
And I'm sure knowing Alma Waterways, you know, they're going to have people there that are going to be talking about why this city does this way. They're going to be helping you really understand and experience what the Christmas markets have to offer.
You know, another thing too that I haven't mentioned is whenever you enter a lot of these places, the ticket, the entrance fees are all included with the fares.
Sure.
We'll tell you later. Day six, Vienna. You can take a Vienna bike tour along the Danube or tour the Vienna Opera House and Christmas markets that night.
Very nice.
Yeah. You know, the same Christmas markets. We went through the Christmas markets earlier. So, you know, in each of these stops, what kind of things you're going to get to do with those markets.
And again, all of these excursions that Shane's talking about are included in your cruise fare.
Including the bikes. You know, I've rented bikes before in a city to ride around. And did this once with my brother-in-law. And one of us didn't have brakes. And the other wasn't able to shift gears. So we kind of switched bikes back and forth based on whether we were more tired of shifting gears or more tired of not having brakes.
So All right.
I'm going to go out on a limb and assume that Alma Waterways bikes are a little more better maintenance.
Gotcha.
Day seven, Budapest, a tour of the city with great views of the river and the city from the Buda Castle.
You'll get
to visit the Fisherman's Bastion and enjoy the views from the lookouts there. Or if you want one of those more active trips, you can hike to Castle Hill for some views and where you'll walk along the Fisherman's Bastion to get to that. And then that's the final day of the 7-day cruise.
And I do know you can add on several days of land activities on either side of those cruises. If you want a little extra time to add on to your vacation, Alma will work with you to do that as well.
Yeah, one of the big one with this particular cruise is a 3 nights in Prague, depending on which way you're going, post-cruise or pre-cruise, which that would be pretty fun.
Be pretty awesome.
All right, and so for now, I'm looking at 2022. There are at this time of this recording, there are still some itineraries for 2021 available. The only thing is some of the Christmas markets aren't going to be open this year. So you wouldn't get that, but they'll have something else fun for you to do. And there's some pretty good deals. I think that they'll be gone by the time this airs, but as of right now, there's still some deals that you could get to cruise this year, 2021, but this is for 2022 and leaving anytime from November 28th until December 19th, 7-day cruises. And the fare per person is $3,499.
That's pretty good for an all-inclusive 7-day cruise experiencing the Christmas markets.
Yeah, and then depending on which way you're going, the 3-night Prague pre-cruise add-on is $900 or $1,460. So depending on which trip you took was what that price is based on.
Great. And Alma Waterways often has promotions for these types of cruises. We obviously today talk specifically about Christmas market cruises, but they have all sorts of cruises all throughout the year, including summertime cruises. They have flower cruises in Holland in the springtime, Oktoberfest cruises. There's lots of ways that you can use this type of vacation to really experience the rivers of Europe.
Alma Waterways has this great promotion, and it applies for these Christmas market cruises, river cruises, but it also applies pretty much any time of year that you want to go. They have complimentary sailings for all what they call it for frontline heroes.
Yeah.
And they're pretty broad in what they include, right? Because you're going to expect police officers, firefighters, and paramedics to be included in that, but they also include just any hospital staff, nurses, lab techs, pharmacists, and teachers.
Yeah, absolutely.
And basically what that is with a paying guest, if you fit one of those roles, then you get a complimentary cruise with Alma Waterways.
It's awesome. Absolutely. Well, we would love to help you plan your next amazing vacation, river cruising through Europe with Alma Waterways. Shane and I are both travel advisors with Creating Magic Vacations, and you can reach us at Ryan, that's me, R-Y-A-N, at creatingmagicvacations.com, or Shane, S-H-A-Y-N-E, at creatingmagicvacations.com. And remember, it's our job to make you the River Cruise vacation planning superhero. And hey, fellow travelers, we just want to take a second here. Everybody who listens to the podcast, interacts with our All Things Travel Facebook group, we want to say happy Thanksgiving in the United States, and we are so thankful for you.
Thanks for listening.
Subscribe to the show so you can join us next time on All Things Travel.
And remember, never stop exploring.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.